CliffCentral.com.
The people are so sick.
Can I taste your juice?
Yes. Good morning, everybody. What's happening? Here we are. We are live. It is Friday, the day of the week that you wish for all the other days of the week. Yes, it is. So, what's happening? What's everybody up to? You can give us a call. 0861-555-189. You know how it works. Put the number in your phone. I don't want to have to keep saying it like an idiot so that, you know. Just put it in your phone. And then when you have something on your mind, you're driving to work or you're getting ready for the day and you think, I need to tell those douchebags something, then you call us. And you can message us to 079-748-2090. That's the number. Put them both in your phone. Put the one down as Cliff Central message and the other one is Cliff Central call. And then you'll know what to do. Just put them in there. I mean, yeah, it's not going to take up a huge amount of space. You've probably got about 4,000 contacts anyway. Have you ever counted how many contacts you have?
147 or something.
No,
how
Ben,
do you
that
know
can't
that?
Be all.
Off the top of
all?
Your head?
Well, I changed phones and then I couldn't.
Ah.
And then I realized, like, who do I actually want to have contact with? And
so if you go to the bottom of your contacts list, you'll see how many you have. I have 3,261.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. I have 1,977.
Yeah, I probably don't know who 2,000 of my 3,000 are.
Exactly.
If their name comes up on my phone, I wouldn't know what to do with the call.
I used to save TV license calls.
You got to know what you're dealing with.
I got 173 contacts. I could have more. I should have more.
What do you mean should?
Well, there's other numbers I haven't quite pull over. I don't need to use a lot of people in this world, though.
Oh,
yeah, that's true. And
I don't get caught up in this whole "I must be popular" crap either.
But there's a funny thing about you. Like, you're actually people like you. You're like who's playing a video game? Hell was that? Or is there an explosive device we don't know about?
That sounded like a Nokia 3310.
Wow, that was some old school technology.
Yes. It sounded like a polyphonic ringtone.
Yeah,
one you had a little pamphlet for.
And you used to be able to buy them, and you could get your favorite song going.
It would sound nothing like it.
Oh, was I not a hit when I SMS'd Westlife to 34353.
Look at you. What's that?
Cunty. Ah. So, Gareth, you were saying
yeah, I was saying
I'm
Ben,
highly likable.
Yeah, Ben's quite likable. I mean, when people meet him, they go, well, what a nice dude. But you're actually curmudgeonly and grumpy, and you don't let that show until later on.
No, I would say I'm efficient with things.
No, but you do smile. You are nice to people. You are well-mannered.
I'm all about the lols.
Yeah.
That's me.
All about the lols. I sometimes hate being in a group with all of you because Nola's deep in her fields, whatever the fuck that means. Ben's full of lols. I don't understand. No, Sia's normally quite traditional in communication.
Sia doesn't participate.
It's actually weird because
I'm just
Sia
very
is
straight to the point. Once business is done, then we're good.
No, once business is done, you
Julie,
ignore us.
Jerk off. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
Yeah, anyway. All right, but the point I wanted to make about Ben is that he's quite likable, but he just doesn't you don't need a lot of people in your life, so you don't keep a hold of a lot of them,
yeah,
which I think is great.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah, sure.
I like that.
You don't need to have 1,000 people in your life. And it's a good thing, though, that you found Daniela, because you two are actually a good match. And you know, she's away quite a lot, which actually could be really good for your relationship.
Well, just once a month.
But she is away a lot. For most people, that's a lot.
Yeah, true.
You know? And maybe that's really good because, you know, they say absence makes the heart grow fonder. Plus, shows that you respect her career. You're not saying to her, oh, you have to give that up because I can't do without you for a week of every month. A lot of guys would be like that.
Well, cats actually make the heart grow fonder.
Yes, that's also true.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you say so.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it does. It does, yeah. Who are you to judge me on that?
Well, I was not judging.
Oh, yes, you were. You had your judgy face on, your semi-side eye to my direction.
No, that's just my resting bitch face. I'm sorry.
Which you were applying to me. Yeah.
Ben, people were asking about you last night at the movie premiere. Yeah.
Well, what do they want to know? I'm here Monday to Friday.
They were looking forward to seeing you last night.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I was looking forward to some sleep.
Okay.
I went to this media event.
It's hard to maintain this in the morning.
And then you just went back to your little grumpish ways. Okay.
Look, how was the turnout?
Turnout was amazing because we just always have these committed people who
I love
come through.
But you know what? You know how many people organize a free event? And when it's free, a lot of people go, oh, well, you know, we might as well. Maybe we don't have to go because we got the ticket free anyway.
Mm.
I know that's a shitty attitude, but a lot of us do it.
Yeah, and right.
I've done it before. If you don't pay for something, you don't really value it.
Yeah.
But we like to give everybody who listens to us, and we got like a very tight little tribe here on Cliff Central. And I do feel bad because we've got lots of listeners in Cape Town and Durban and all over the world, in fact. I mean, we meet them when we go overseas. And I'd like to reward all of them, but we're in Joburg, so what can we do?
Yes.
So when we do these events, it's always nice that people pitch up. You don't have to. I know you've got things to do. Thursday night, some people are busy. Some people like Ben, they want to sleep. I had an event on yesterday. That's why I wasn't here. I went to a big media. You know the media magazine? I don't know if you're familiar with them. They did a really nice article on me and on Cliff Central about a month or two ago. So they had this event last night and I thought, well, I better go. It's an awards thing. I'm really glad I went because I don't normally like going to these things, and I could find every excuse in the world why I shouldn't be there for the first 5 minutes. And then I bumped into my old program director from 5FM, and he's so weird. He was like so uncomfortable. I don't know what it is with some people. When you see them after a few years, they're good.
Mm.
You know, you're like, wow, hey, how are you? It's cool to see you. Some people, when you see them, I mean, yesterday, I don't know if you remember, we did that interview with a guy who founded Monero, a guy called Ricardo Spagni. Now, I don't know him well, but he walks in here yesterday for a special series we're putting together, and he's like, hey, dude, and he like goes up and like hugs me and stuff, and I'm cool with that because he's a very cool guy. He's funny. He's got a great sense of humor. I'm like, wow, well, that's a nice greeting. I don't mind that. I'm not a touchy-feely kind of guy, but that's a nice greeting. This ex-program director of mine, he was as cold as a fish. I walked up. I went, hey. So he's like, hello.
Oh.
And he's all awkward and kind of sidling away. And
what sort of notes did you two end off on?
I don't know. I mean, I can't remember. He was never really important in my life, so I don't remember
But Gareth, in many ways,
the relationship.
In many ways, you're a bit like Elfo from Disenchantment. You left. That you fell away from the status quo.
Oh,
you did something that was so forbidden.
Yeah, but I think he left before I did. Because he got a better job offer somewhere, or he started his own thing. I can't remember what he did, but I don't even know what he's doing now. Fact is, it was awkward, and I don't like that. When you see someone you haven't seen for a long time, and they're a bit weird with you, you know?
People are odd.
No, they are odd.
Yeah, they are.
God damn it. If we've learned anything, it's that people are odd.
Or they just don't like you.
Yeah, it might be that. And I'm okay. And I'm perfectly okay with that.
But how's the rest of the awards?
No, it was good. Oh, so Rina won an award. You know, my business partner. She never gets any of the credit. I always get the credit.
What, most tolerant business partner of the year.
Something like that.
The Shepherd's Award?
Yeah, it's like she got this. It was a new award they almost created for her. You know, she's mentored more people in the media business than probably anyone in South Africa. She's hired more of the brilliant people in radio than anyone else. And I'm not including me, obviously, because I don't know if I count. But she has hired anybody who's anybody in radio and sometimes even in television. This woman has been a part of their career at the beginning, in the middle, or at the end. And she never gets any credit, so I was really pleased she got an award. Here's what happened. I said to her, because I was sitting next to her, I said, listen, this thing's off to a slow start. I said, I'm going to go and get us something to drink because everyone else is walking in. You know, it's media people, so they've got wine. And I just wanted a Coke Zero. So I said to her, I'm going to get us a Coke Zero.
It's media people. They got whatever's free.
Well, it wasn't free. They had to pay. But they were bringing in, like, you could not. There was five wines per woman. Chardonnay Club, man. Anyway, so I go off to the bar to go and find a Coke Zero. The guy says to me, oh, no, the bar's closed while the event's on.
Ugh.
But it's at the Wanderers, so I just go to the Wanderers bar. The guy says to me, 40 rand for two Cokes. So I said, all right, well, clearly the prices have gone up. I go back in.
That's Roma Flash.
As I walk, as I walk in, the doors, I push through the doors, and there's Rena on stage. I'm like,
you didn't know she was going to get it?
No, I had no idea. So I go and sit down, and then the woman says, oh, and where's Gareth? And I just sat down.
No,
I thought I've missed this, or I had to go up. Luckily, they didn't call me onto stage, so I didn't let anyone down on that front. And then when Rena got back, I was like, wow, Mazel Tov, this is nice. Finally, some recognition for you. She just started laughing. I said, oh, by the way, here's your Coke Zero.
Oh, right.
That's what I was. So I missed the whole thing. It was ridiculous.
Shame,
I go hopefully to see something like that. And then what do? As I get up and go to the bar, this is what happens. Anyway,
what are the freaking chances?
That's good.
Well, we on the other side of town were able to gather at Monte Cassino for the exclusive screening of The Predator.
Oh, we met with the guys from Monte Cassino yesterday. So interesting.
Yes. This is the release that is coming out today nationally. So the 14th of September, but the entire Cliff Central crew was able to gather at Monte Cassino. We watched the movie. As someone who didn't watch or hasn't watched the previous ones in the entire.
So what did you think?
I actually really enjoyed it because I thought it was going to be this massive action-y, sci-fi concept, but they really slid in some clever plotline into it as we were hyping up the movie for a couple of days. It is that one kid
who is... Tell me about the Predator. I don't care about the kid.
Well, no, it is the kid who is the bit of the odd one in society.
Oh, he's like a loner?
Yes, okay. And somehow, he lands up, you know, with this alien mask, and what does he do with it, and how does he call the aliens into society, and how does he land up, you know, everyone involved in some trouble. That was interesting. And it's also cool that I didn't know that Keegan-Michael Key also stars in
the
movie.
Who's that?
He is that comedian from Key and Peele. So
he brought some humor
into the movie. Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us also stars in it. Olivia Munn also stars in it. So they have this great ensemble cast. They have great plots to it. Also a good dose of action if you want to see blood and guts and guns
crazy.
And whatnot. So really, really enjoyed The Predator.
See, I will
all
be,
in all.
I will be at the next movie event.
But don't make promises.
No, I will. Even if it's a movie about cycling, I'll be there.
Oh.
We will not.
Or a rom-com.
I can tell you now, we will not be giving away free tickets to some fucking cycling movie. That's for sure.
I still do want to do a rom-com. You know, that'll be the last thing.
Let's do it. I like rom-coms. One of my favorite genres of movies to have in the background.
Hmm. Yeah, but, you've watched them all.
Sure.
When a question comes up, Ben's seen it. That's true. You've seen them all. He's not lying. All right. Yes, no.
Just
you
like
to say.
Sia. Yeah, I was expecting a lot of action, and there was. But what really, really stood out for me was the use of humor. I found myself
listen to you two
laughing.
Like Barry Ronger breaking down the movie.
We are.
But interesting, that's a lot to do with all the Marvel movies because they do that so well.
True.
And then Deadpool shook everything up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now all movies feel like they have to do it because the DC world of movies are so shit because they say things like, vengeance will be mine. And everyone's like, this is in the 90s. And now movies
sounds like someone's Instagram quote with an inspirational. Yeah.
Insert deep
caption. Give me more. Come on.
All right. Well, there we go. No Arnold Schwarzenegger cameos?
No, but there was, like, they were paying ode to
paying
that
homage.
Sort of thing. Yeah. Yes, they were using lines like, I'm not going to do the Arnold accent, but like, get to the chopper. Yes, they had like those little moments. So that was cool. They were paying homage to the legacy of the previous movie. So it's cool. If you want some weekend plans, I definitely recommend The Predator.
Speaking of weekend plans, what's everyone up to?
I'm going to a festival, Gareth.
Yes. Ben told me about this. I might go and join him.
Well, I take it's a festival. It's outdoors. There'll be DJs on the stage and people. And outdoors.
Oh, like music.
Like a Rob from Amsterdam. Hi, Rob type festival.
It's like a Hi, Rob day out tomorrow. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Rob.
So Rob would be proud of us. I may just go along as well.
I don't know if I can do the drugs tomorrow, though. I kind of gotten off drugs a long time ago.
Oh.
So, I mean, we can't go full Hi, Rob.
Spend 10 minutes listening to Hi, Rob. He'll talk you into it.
Maybe just give that a little skip, just for your own sake.
Nola, what's exciting for you? You're still battling off that ex.
I'm going into hiding this weekend.
What do you mean?
I'm seriously going into hiding this weekend.
What are you, just tired?
My life has become a movie, and it's overwhelming. This drama, right? It's a lot.
Okay, just explain again in case someone missed it. Your boyfriend's ex has suddenly reappeared on the scene like a predator.
Not suddenly, Gareth.
She's been there for the past 2 years now,
but I chose to ignore her.
But does she know that you can kick a door down?
I don't think she knows very much about me, judging from the content.
Do you know an umtagati? Can you not get some muti and put it around the house?
Oh my God, if I could find one right now.
Can he not just sort the situation out?
Look, the situation, I'd like to think, is under control,
okay,
but she's just, you know, jumping over.
Is she mentally stable?
No, she's not.
Okay.
No,
huh.
No, she really isn't. It's
no, but that's common in society. People do have more than a few screws loose.
Yeah.
I have a couple of screws loose, but I don't go poking people.
But Nola, you know how to tighten them, though. Some people.
I suppose.
Yeah, there's so many undiagnosed mental health patients out there. Honestly, you don't know it. You could be working with one. You could have one in your family. I mean, look at this. I keep referring to it because it's so frightening. But Henry Van Breda, dude. This guy was living. He axe murdered his whole family. And they were happy to sleep in the same house as him. Jesus, sleep with one eye open. Tell you what, get your family checked out. Get your friends checked out. Get your work colleagues checked out.
But how do you check them out?
You know what we should do?
Go down to 173 contacts on your phone.
No, here's what you have to do. Because you don't know that those 173, and knowing you, you might know some mental patients as well. We've got to make it acceptable for people to talk about this stuff and for the diagnosis to take place. We've got to have a day somewhere in the year where, you know, you have a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a mental health practitioner of some kind go into businesses, and on that day, it's mental health day, da-da-da-da-da, everybody dresses up or whatever, you make it a fundraiser, and then they just quietly do a little assessment on everybody, just to make sure, you know, small business, it could take a day, maybe a bigger business, they're there for the week, and you voluntarily go and have yourself assessed. You could figure out, hey, you know what, that's the problem with me. Like if Hitler... And this is an interesting documentary that I watched a long time ago. But I remember a psychiatrist said if someone had just gotten hold of Hitler somewhere in his teens, given him some lithium, we would never have had World War II.
Or a hug.
We'd never have had the Holocaust. No, can you imagine? Because he was a manic depressive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If someone had just got hold of this guy and treated him, we could have averted that whole disaster. Changed the course of human history for the better. This guy wouldn't have been ranting and screaming and raving and kill these people and kill those people in Lebensraum and the Vaughan. We could have calmed the motherfucker down and we could have all had a happy time.
Calm the motherfucker.
You know how many people died? Millions.
Too many, yeah.
Unnecessary. Could have given this one crackpot some fucking lithium and we would have been okay. Think about that.
What do you think the workplace can do, not just organizing maybe a fun day? When I worked for Mnet, or before I worked for Mnet, they made me go through, well, they make everyone go through a series of...
Do mental health checks?
Yeah, well, not really mental
health. I know some nutcases who work there. So.
Psychometric tests.
Oh, right.
So they,
like a personality
test. Yes, a personality test, an abstract test, whatever, all those tests.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, they're able to determine what kind of person you are, what personality you are, how you deal with conflict, whether or not you're a risk, you know.
Yeah, and let's be honest, a lot of brilliant people are on the edge.
True.
A lot of really, really creative, really talented, really brilliant people who are rebellious, they break the laws, they are a little bit edgy. Those dangerous people, in inverted commas, are often the ones who deliver incredible work that other humans who are safely in the middle can't do.
Oh, but it doesn't mean we need to be walking on eggshells around you all the
time. Well, you've got to corral those people off. You know, this is again where you need the professionals. If you don't know, like let's say you've grown up with very little. And in South Africa, there's so many kids who get out of, you know, they get out of the house at 18 and they've really, they've barely had anything in terms of resources, money, support, any of that stuff. And they go into the world. They may have a serious or a not so serious condition. Maybe they've got a personality disorder or something that's underlying. It's not a big problem. They can mostly deal with it. They can live with it. It's a functional thing.
Mm.
But if they had the diagnosis and if the diagnosis was such that they required medication or therapy or whatever, that they could get it, it would help them. They would be more successful. They'd have control of their lives. You know, a lot of people wake up in the morning and they are severely, severely depressed. I never understood this.
And they also feel like they've got nowhere to go.
Right.
Both mentally and physically in real life. They feel like they're just stuck in this position.
And they can't even get up because they're so miserable about... Well, it's not even miserable. The chemicals in their brains tell them, you're worthless, your life is a disaster, you're not going to achieve anything, nothing good will happen to you today, you may as well just lie here in your bed until you're dead. And they can't get up. Now, I never understood this because I've never... I mean, this is... I'm very thankful and grateful. For whatever reason, I have the opposite setting. I'm a little manic sometimes, but I don't get depressed, right? And I don't understand. So some keep chemical signals and some chemical quantities in the brain of some people, just it makes them unable to lead that middle-of-the-road normal life. They feel miserable all the time. They feel depressed and sad and unhappy. We've talked about this. If they just got the right chemicals... Their personality is good. They are motivated. They're good at their jobs. They just don't wake up feeling good because the chemicals are wrong. Now, you should be able to fix that with a pill.
Yeah.
That's got nothing to do with you being a failure. It's got nothing to do with you being capable or not capable or competent or...
Well, Gareth, as you say from science, we're all made up of certain components. We can just rejig them a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get it right, you know?
Even and it means like getting a puppy or whatever
sure.
it is. Like there's things we can all do, small tweaks.
Or making a list of things that you know, positive things about you, what your achievements, whatever.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a professional, so I don't know this stuff. But there are ways that you can figure out how to get out of the woods effectively. And it might be, you know, a relationship. It might be money. It might be health. It might be... doing things for other people. You know, some people are so caught up in their own world that they don't think of anyone else. And sometimes they don't even care about the people who care about them. They're so messed up. But I'm not talking about that as much as I'm talking about the people who can't help it because there's just a chemical imbalance.
Mm.
They're just born with a certain kind of brain. And those people should be able to have the medicine. Now, I don't think a lot of them even know they have this condition. They think everybody's like that. They think, well, this is normal.
Mm.
This is how I've always grown up. This is how it always should be. So they don't know that life could be better than that. And they've never been diagnosed because they go, oh, please, I'm not going to go to a psychiatrist. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not a nutcase. Because, you know, we've got this horrible bias, and we've discussed this a million times on the show. I don't want to bore you to death. But when you have a cold, you go to a doctor. The doctor says, you've got a cold. Here's some medicine. Get better. There's nothing embarrassing about that. You don't go, oh, doctor, I don't know how to tell you this, but I think I've got a cold. Like you've got genital herpes or something.
Mm-hmm.
No one's embarrassed to say they got a cold, but Jesus, you've got a mental condition? People are like, whoa, did you hear about Nolo? She's crazy.
Yeah.
We're so nasty to people who have mental conditions. Especially Nolo, I mean, for good reason.
Well, yeah. The Black Ninja.
Well,
by the way, I was so impressed. I watched that video again with you kicking down the door. That took some serious targeting. You got that. You kicked the door in just the right place.
Yeah, that was the idea. Not to break it, just to
open
it.
So. Wow.
Nice. I know Ben hates me for this.
No, I think it's great.
See for what?
She got you in the door.
You know, he was saying the other day, oh, no, you kick down one door and you want to fucking take over.
Hey, listen, Casper is back on his show today, the Casper Radio Show, and his beloved dog, Kent, He and Kent are the newly appointed ambassadors of Brevecto. You know Brevecto? I told you about them the other day. They get the ticks and the fleas off of your dog. Mm-hmm. And maybe even your Casper, if you have one.
Well, both, especially going into warmer seasons, Gareth.
Right.
But
right.
There's a lot more to get off your animals.
Exactly. So I spoke to Casper. I'll play that for you a little later on. And Brevecto is a tasty chew that protects puppies and dogs for 3 times longer than traditional monthly treatments. It works within 2 hours. It will kill 100% of the fleas within 8 hours and ticks within 12 hours. Plus, it lasts 12 whole weeks. This extraordinary protection allows dogs to swim, bath, and just be dogs without worrying about ticks and fleas. Don't miss Casper today from 11 to 1 or catch a podcast later at your convenience.
Tasty chews.
Tasty chews. Don't put them in the human mouth, though.
You don't have to try to smear some sort of pill into some sort of
No, none of that.
Tasty
not
chews.
That. It's not like that. All right, let's get into it. 5 things you need to know this morning. Here are the news stories that matter. A female student was arrested with 10 million rand at OR Tambo.
Going to Dubai.
A South African female student has been arrested with almost 10 million rand in cash. That's a lot to carry through at OR Tambo.
How do people still think they'll get away with it?
The South African Revenue Service Customs made the bust when she was about to board a Hong Kong flight on Tuesday night. Mm. The woman was intercepted by officials when the flight was about to leave. On questioning, the suspect admitted she had almost 10 million in cash. In U.S. dollars! So she had 10 million rands worth of U.S. dollars.
Oh, wow.
We warn people not to fall prey to syndicates or be involved in the smuggling of goods, be it currency or not. And whether you are a female student or not, we will stop at nothing to stop you, says SARS. Yeah, you can't take... you could take 1 million rand out of the country, but you have to do it legally.
Yeah, you can't just put it in your pants.
Yeah, you have to declare it. So this girl is obviously, and also it's very suspicious when you're a student and you've got 10 million rand in dollars.
I'm even surprised to know you can take 1 million rand in actual cash.
You have to transfer. I mean, there are banks, you know, where are you going to put this 1 million rand?
Mm.
What are you going to do with it? If you're going on holiday and you take 1 million rand in cash.
Very odd.
What are you going to do? Put it in the hotel room safe? It won't fit. And then what? You need to have a bank you can put it in. And in another, you know, there needs to be somewhere. You may be investing it, you may be buying property, but cash? Don't you remember Christo Visa was stopped at the airport once? He had like 1 million rand in cash or something on him.
My guys, that is so weird.
Very weird.
You must have just won a bet.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're an unrehabilitated gambler and you just struck out at the casino in Monte Carlo. There's no reason for you to have that kind of money.
Or Aretha Franklin.
Did she always travel with cash?
She was notorious for performing on stage with a handbag. And then people started to ask why she always carried a handbag.
Because
she wanted to be paid in cash for the performance. And she wanted to always have her money in eyesight. So she'd walk on stage with her handbag and she'd plonk it on her piano. Yeah, boo.
She had to remind herself why she was there.
that is an old school hood rule.
I'm not doing this unless I see the money.
Don't care about no EFT or nothing. Yeah. I want my cash. I want to see it all the time.
I ain't gonna sing for y'all if you ain't gonna pay me.
In a U.S. beach resort, residents seek shelter from the storm. You know, there's this huge storm. Hurricane Florence is heading to the east coast of America. Apparently in Myrtle Beach in Florida, Hurricane Florence has been downgraded from Category 4 to Category 2. Around 50 people left the evacuation shelter. Some dude said, I ain't gonna leave my house. I'm staying in my house. If it's my time to go, it's my time to go. They say if you stay at home, it's at your own risk. And some people are saying, well, I'd rather be at home. So I don't know whether this is a good idea. In other news, SpaceX, that's Elon Musk's business, one of them, has announced a new plan to send a tourist around the moon. I don't know if this stuff's just publicity, but SpaceX said they've got a new plan to launch a tourist around the moon using its big Falcon rocket, a massive launch vehicle that is being designed to carry people into deep space. SpaceX has signed the world's first private passenger to fly around the moon aboard our BFR launch vehicle, an important step toward enabling access for everyday people who dream of traveling to space, the company said on Twitter. SpaceX gave no further details, but said information would follow on Monday. So what do you think of that? Would you go?
Yeah, you're always a bit scared in the beginning, huh?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you get those people who want to be first, so they might take the risk.
I don't need to go to space that badly. I don't know. I do know people who want to go. My sister's boyfriend loves that kind of thing. He's a pilot, though. He'd probably be thrilled to go into space. It's not interesting to me.
Well, he's already halfway there, so...
Yeah, correct. And Volkswagen are going to end their iconic Beetle cars in 2019. Apparently, Volkswagen have said they're going to stop making that iconic Beetle VW in 2019 after adding a pair of final additions to the insect-inspired vehicles. I didn't know they'd based that on an insect. But then if you look at it, it's Beetle.
The name, stupid me.
I know, it just shows you how dumb.
It wasn't just Hitler's runaround in the 40s, Gareth.
Fäuste and Beagle! Anyway, so there it is. But Volkswagen, yes?
Can you still call it iconic? Because let's be honest, it was iconic when it was the old one. The new one was like completely surpassed by the Golf and everything
really,
else.
You don't really see a lot of those new ones.
You don't.
Definitely not in South Africa.
And the thing is, like the Mini, when the Mini became the new generation Mini, it became more iconic. When the Beetle became the new Beetle, it was just like, they still make that? I mean, everyone thought it was just a prop for the movie Clueless too.
Well, I reckon we'll have to ask George Meany because he's coming in later.
Yeah.
So we'll find out from him. But that's an interesting story that we'll no doubt pick up on later. And Gedleklegi said, former President Jacob Zuma says he's applying his mind to an invitation to give his side of the state capture story.
Applying his mind or applying his lawyers with... alternative truth.
Or just trying to buy some
time. I hate that guy. A piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. They've noted the invitation. They also say in terms of the inquiry rule, Zuma elected not to apply to cross-examine witnesses who've implicated him in corruption. They say his cooperation in this regard has been misunderstood as non-cooperation, which they find unfortunate. Zuma's lawyers have reiterated his support for the commission, just a day after he told students in the Eastern Cape that the state has not been captured, referring to the term state capture as politically decorated expression. Yo, this guy can spin, huh? So there he is, busy doing his thing, his Zuma thing. Laughing his backside off. He's the only guy I know who's totally nonplussed by all of this. He just does not care. What are you going to do? Basically putting the middle finger up and saying to us, what are you going to do? You guys, huh? What do you think? You're so clever. Come and get me. You can almost hear him making that noise.
Endlessly.
All right, let's go to the sport. It's time to find out from Ben what's going on there. Oh, by the way, Ethereum's jumped up above the $200 mark to $218 and Bitcoin at $6,555 this morning. Ben, what do you have for us?
I've got the Springboks playing the All Blacks in Wellington. There's a whole bunch of soccer, which is back in the mix. There's some golf in Netherlands. Yeah. And then the biggest boxing fight in the world takes place this weekend.
All right, let's go.
Well, we didn't discuss it yesterday, but the Boks have announced their team to play the All Blacks. The All Blacks, as we know, from 15 down to 1, is just the best team in the world. Vili Leroux, he somehow retains his spot at fullback. Don't know how, but there he is. Jesse Creel has got onto the wing. Mapimpi, of course, had to go home because he was sore. Lukanya Am has come back at 13, which is a good thing because we need some playmakers in the back line. So you're probably thinking, well, Jesse Creel's a centre. Why is he playing wing? It hasn't worked in the past. I just think he's more suited to be one of the back three. I just think that he is he's a very talented player. This is the kind of guy you want in a team, but in the centres, you need some dynamic playmakers. I think Lukanya Am, great guy. I think there's a lot of potential there. Just needs more game time. Just needs to get settled in. Damien de Allende, well, he's number 12 because we don't really have another number 12. Sorry to break it to you, but that's pretty much it. There's another guy with potential, though. And those two, Creel, de Allende, they're all of a good age as well. So it'd be great if these guys kicked on. This backline would become really, really solid. Apiwa Janshi speaks for himself, dynamic talent. And then Andre Pollard and Faf de Klerk. Well, you could say it's an embattled half-back pairing. I mean, you're either going to get Pollard or Janshi's. It's like your mother saying, well, you can either have beans or bully beef for dinner.
Those are the options.
Either way, you hold resentment against her for what's being produced. I'm not saying they're cuck. I'm saying they haven't done much here. I know it's more than just what the Fly Off does. The forwards have to provide that platform for them. But these guys are just not producing match-winning performances. And it's just unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. But Fafter Klerk, again, there's no real scrum offs around. So, I mean, he can cock it up. He can pull his pants down halfway through the game and play with his Johnson hanging out. He'll probably still start. Who else are you going to pick? Warren Whiteley retains his place number 8 because there is no number 8. So there's a bit of a trend going here. I mean, work it out. There's no Dwayne Vermeulen. There's no Jean-Luc Dupreuil. So Warren Whiteley stays there. He's been mostly ineffectual at number 8, unfortunately. But then again, this test rugby, it's hard. Pierce Tefatoi at number 7. Sia Klisi at number 6. And then Franco Mostert, Ibn Elisabeth, and lock pairings. And then Franz Mohiba, Malcolm Marks, and Stephen Kitsoff. The Ginger gets the retention there. Good for him. Bongi Obanambi will come off the bench, so you can definitely give his 35 minutes in a more constructive way this week. Beeson Tawarira, Wilco Lowe, Archia Sneyman, Francois Lowe, Ross Crinier, Alton Janchis, and Cheslin Colby. Heavens knows what Ambrose Papier did to not be on the bench. Maybe his posture wasn't so good. Maybe he drank too much out of the water bottles. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you can get dropped from the bench if you didn't come off the bench. But anyway, there you are. That's the team. 9:35. If you really love rugby, there's a game after that too. Argentina versus Australia in Australia land. There's more to really say about that. The biggest fight in boxing. That is that guy from Kazakhstan. Gennady Golovkin Triple G will be taking on that Mexican ginger who did do dope quite badly last year. Now, I know they fought last year. And it was a bit of an anticlimax. But Saul Canelo Alvarez, he's back. And he's young. He's like 27, 28. Whereas Triple G, the Kazakhstan guy, he's my age. So, I mean, he's really browning around the edges. So even though Triple G is going to be the more offensive fighter, he's going to come out there believing he can knock Saul Alvarez, Canelo, all those names out. Well, the thing is, Canelo's a great defensive sort of counter-attacking boxer. So if it goes the distance, the younger man will have the fresher legs, and all that counter-punching is going to make Gennady, I reckon, a little bit weary. That is my very astute boxing analysis from hours and hours and hours of watching boxing. It'll be a good fight. It's an actual fight because, let's be honest, the last few years we've had absolute tripe being thrown at us, mostly involving Floyd Mayweather and the farce that is his career. But this is a proper fight. These are proper boxers. They've got proper stern looks in their face. They're not, you know, walking out there like it's a photo shoot. These guys will mean business. Do you really love it? 3 o'clock around there, Sunday morning, South African time. Oh, there's a whole bunch of undercards as well, so you might have to wake up and just watch some other guys you don't know for a bit. In football, loads of it this weekend. Of course, that was that strange UEFA Let's Be Friends Nations Cup Don't Take It Too Seriously League that's been happening the last couple of weeks.
8:30 p.m. on Tuesday.
Sorry. Yeah.
But this weekend we've got the Premier League. So, Spurs will take on Liverpool. Spurs without their captain, Lloris. He's got a thigh injury. But more importantly, he's also been arrested for drunken driving. So, they've got some leadership issues there, do Spurs. But they'll kick on. 1:30.
Arrested for drunken driving?
Well, yeah, because, you know, what else happens when you've got so much money and you're bored and you're living in London and you can't have affairs because it's frowned upon? So you drink and drive. I don't know. They all do it.
You need an outlet? Is that what you're saying?
Sure. Man City, they'll take on Fulham at 4, and then Bournemouth versus Leicester, Chelsea versus Cardiff, Huddersfield versus Crystal Palace, Newcastle versus Arsenal, and then Watford versus Man United. That is your full day of football if you don't like rugby.
Yes.
And then Sunday, Wolves will be taking on Burnley. Everton will be taking on West Ham. And then your Monday game, we'll talk about that on Monday. In the PSL, there's also lots of local football. Obviously, Wits are on top, but there hasn't been a whole bunch of games. So Cape Town City versus Kaizer Chiefs, there's your big one for the weekend. Chipper United versus Baroka. And then Maritzburg United take on Wits. Polokwane versus Free State Stars. Orlando Pirates versus SuperSport United. That's also going to be a huge, huge match. And then Sunday, AmaZulu versus Sundown. Sundowns are having a rocky year so far, they really are. Highlands Park will take on the Golden Arrows, and then Black Leopards, they'll be hosting Bloom Celtic. Then, of course, there's obviously the F1 from Singapore, which is a street circuit, so many of the purists will poo-poo this, but it's another chance for Ferrari to go against Mercedes, and no doubt for Verstappen to try cause shit in between. That's pretty much how Formula 1 works. And that is all your sport for the weekend.
Yes, I actually heard the guys on Auto Central talking about Verstappen the other day. It was hilarious. So if you want to hear more about that and you like talk around these things, you think Ben maybe doesn't love and cover an enormous amount of motorsport, you can always catch the guys on Auto Central. They'll talk it up all day. They
love it. You know what? You can come to me for the one-liners that get you by in conversation, but if you really love the shit, go to a specialist like George Meany and the Auto Central team.
Yes. All right, lots of stuff to talk about this morning, but let's get our heads right. Let's make sure we fill our brains up with some positivity first thing on a Friday morning. Sid, bye, see ya. What you got?
Well, usually people will look at retirement and think it's time to slow down and chill at home and just relax. Well, one 79-year-old man from KZN is proving that actually you can just do whatever you want to really set your mind on, because he has recently received his PhD. Shucks. How's your life going?
That's nice.
His name is Ossie Kreutzmann, and he received his PhD in religion from the Chancellor of the University of KwaZulu-Natal, who is Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng, actually. This all happened this past Wednesday during the university's spring graduation ceremonies. Kreutzmann just spoke to press this week and said that he was really just pushed to pursue this research and study further because he was absolutely passionate about it, and for now he had the time and nothing was stopping him at all. He added that he also wanted to use his retirement productively and that he did not want his age to deter him from studying further. He says that an old dog may not be able to learn new tricks, but with their assistance I've come to see that all things are possible at any stage of your life. Kreutzmann was born in 1939, and he obtained a BA degree back in 1968. He then had his BA honors in 1982, a master's degree in 2012, and now he's officially a doctor with a doctorate in 2018. Kreutzmann also actually holds the bragging rights to being UKZN's oldest graduate from the College of Humanities. And he says, you know, the toughest part of studying at this age was actually just traveling, because part of his entire course was having to go overseas. But either than that, he says he was very happy to fulfill his vision. Mm-hmm. Nothing was a concern, and that he had a very long time to spend on fulfilling what he really wanted to accomplish. So good on him. 17 years old, Ossie Kreutzmann from KZN, who's now officially has his PhD.
I love that.
How's that?
Why stop? Why stop? You want to keep on learning? You want to get a PhD in your 70s, 80s, 90s, go for it. Do it. It's holding you back.
That's your Sid by Seal for this Friday morning.
Beautiful. You know when life stops? When you let it.
Ooh, preach, brother. Can I get that again?
Woo! Yeah, woo! See, but I can also do Sid by Seal. Huh? See that?
What is that line? You know when life stops?
When life stops!
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what I said.
When you chew.
When you let it.
When you let it. Oh, man, we lost momentum there.
I don't know. What do I know about this stuff? I'm making it up as I go. All right. When we come back, we'll get into some news. We've got our Experience Fridays this morning. We're doing some exercise.
Oh, we got to shape up.
Remember those morning, they used to do those things on the morning
body
shows?
Beat.
Yep, that's right. This reminds me of. But I think we'll have a lot of fun here this morning.
The 80s were a frightening time.
Jane Fonda-esque.
Yes. They're very scary, the 80s. But they did have spandex, and they did like to do what group dance exercises, which sort of seems to be coming back.
Oh, no. Where?
Oh, no, you could see, you know, people like doing that stuff at the gyms. So.
Oh, yes. Please stop that. I don't need
it. You don't like that?
Well,
you have a problem with it, Sia?
Okay, never mind, I won't judge. Yay, it's a Friday.
Right, stop it. I'm being so mean. What's wrong with you? You judging people?
Oh, I'm so not used to doing that at all.
You've never judged anyone. Look at you. All right, so let's get your day off to a good start, shall we? We are here to look after you. Take your calls, 0861-555-189. CliffCentral.com.